This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 801, three ways to not annoy the IELTS speaking examiner.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, we have a very fun chat about three things examiners hear from students every Saturday that lower their scores. Find out what this sounds like, and you can do better on your next IELTS speaking test.
Hey, Aubrey, how was Vegas?
Oh man, it was the best. I had such a good time. I went with a group of 12 ladies and we had so much fun. We gambled a little bit and we ate a lot and we stayed in a really fancy suite at the Wynn. And yeah. Ooh, because there were a bunch of us,
yes, super fancy.
It was like the honeymoon suite, but because there were a bunch of us, we had people on the couches and on rollaways. And
that's
when
awesome.
It's divided by 12 people, it's doable.
That's so awesome.
And you then we went to Gwen Stefani. We went to the Gwen Stefani concert, and it was her last time in Vegas for her residency show. So it was like a big deal.
Oh.
And it was so fun. Great time.
Were you a fan of Gwen Stefani in like in the 90s?
Oh yeah, like No Doubt. I loved No Doubt. And she's always been such a performer. She's super physical, running around and jumping around. And she's older now. Same Gwen Stefani. She's
amazing.
Such an entertainer. And she interacts with the crowd a ton. She was like pulling people up from the crowd. It was awesome.
That's so cool. I feel like her and Jennifer Lopez and Pink, like these are three female like rock star divas who no matter what age they are in peak physical condition and are like their work ethic is incredible. I feel like these are like feminine role models that students could potentially research and talk about on IELTS as like celebrities who are also good role models.
Yes, I agree. I've always been really impressed with her, and she makes her music very personal. She talked a lot at the show about her divorce, the troubles she's had, and her heartbreak, and she just is very real and open and is a great role model that way, too. You don't have to hide the hard things in your life. Grow from them and learn from them, and it's okay, you know? We all have it.
I love it. Having a growth mindset.
Yes.
You know, we can have a growth mindset about IELTS. I feel like, listeners, if you have taken the exam once or twice or 10 times and have not gotten the scores you need, then maybe it's time to learn from that and become a three-key student so you don't have to keep taking the exam over and over again.
Yes, exactly. And just learn from mistakes and you know, it's going to get better. It gets better every time. Don't get down on yourself. It happens to the best of us. As we've heard from me, I had plenty of mistakes, but I'm getting so much better, you guys.
So today, guys, we are actually talking about mistakes. We are talking about very common mistakes, three common mistakes that students make every single Saturday on the speaking exam that I'm telling you, as an ex-examiner, these three mistakes are super common and therefore kind of annoying to examiners because it's like we hear this all the time, like all day, every day for IELTS exams. And so guys, like listen up because you do not want to make these mistakes.
Right. I can't imagine being an examiner, hearing the same thing over and over and just being really over it. Like you're going to dock the score just because you're annoyed.
I know, right? Okay. So guys, don't annoy the examiner. Don't do these mistakes because they will lower your score. So what Aubrey and I are going to do, we are going to like act out the mistake, demonstrate the mistake, and then we'll explain why it's wrong and how you could do better. So I'm going to play the examiner in this little charade and Aubrey's going to be the student.
I'm really good at what not to do. So that's perfect.
All right. So here is the first question. Aubrey, what do you see from the window of your bedroom?
In my opinion, there are many trees.
Students, can you spot the mistake in that one? So saying that you could see trees out of a window, that's not an opinion. Like, nobody's going to argue with you about that. Like, this is how we know if it's opinion or if it's an opinion or not. Like, somebody else can disagree with you, right? Like, you can't say, I see trees out of my window, and then the person standing next to you is like, no, you can't. Like, that's right. Not going to happen unless they, like, close their eyes. So you can't say, in my opinion, or to be honest, I think is even weird there, to be candid. All of these phrases we use to introduce opinions, guys, you can't just throw them in anywhere. And a lot of students do this because they think, oh, like, this is a great transition phrase. It'll get me a high score. I'm just going to use it all the time. Like, students saying, to be honest, all the time. You know, like, do you work or are you a student? Yeah, like, do you work or are you a student? And the person's like, to be honest, I'm a nurse. And I'm like, well, that, you know, what? I'm glad you're being honest about that, but why wouldn't you be? Okay, so don't use opinion phrases for facts. What can we say instead?
Well, especially if we want just a second to think about it, there's a good way we can sort of stall for time. Say, well, in fact, or you know, and buy yourself a little time.
Totally.
And then you're going to state it. You're going to say, out my window, I see a bunch of trees. State it like a fact. You don't need that in my opinion.
Exactly. So use these natural, native, informal fillers that we talk about a lot on the podcast, guys, to encourage you to break past that seven, become more natural and native. Like, well, you know, so in fact, all of those are great. And I'm going to throw an idiom in here. You could sort of like close your eyes for a second and say, let me picture this in my mind's eye.
Oh, that's like a good one.
Just like call up an image. And that would work anytime you have to like describe a view or a vista. You could use that idiom.
Yes, definitely. Anything, if they're asking you to describe something that you could picture or visualize, that's a great idiom to use.
I love it. Oh my gosh, guys, you definitely have to take notes today, okay? Because there are so many pieces of gold today. And right after this very short break, we are going to tell you two more very common and very big mistakes that students make every single Saturday. Hello, wonderful IELTS listeners. Do you wonder what you would get if you took the IELTS exam right now? You can find out in our very short quiz and get free resources just for your level. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. That's allearsenglish.com/myscore. Alright, guys, and we are back. So remember, don't use opinion phrases to introduce facts. That is terrible. Aubrey, what is another mistake that students make all the time?
All right, so I'm going to ask you a question, and you're going to be the example of what not to do for this one regarding intonation and pronunciation. Ready?
Love it. Yes.
Do you work or are you a student?
I'm a nurse in the emergency room.
Oh, I'm falling asleep just listening to you.
All right, now pretend it's part two, right? I'm the same student, and this is the part two, okay? Tell me the part two cue card.
All right, describe a time you won a prize.
Last month, I won a free car on a game show. Ah! That's terrible. Like, these are two totally different pieces of information. There are different feelings behind them. You should, well, first of all, like, that was super boring pronunciation, very monotone. But, like, secondly, you shouldn't sound the same in for both of those sentences. Because you're, like, one, you're describing your job. Two, you're talking about winning a car. Like, that should sound totally different, right?
You should be excited. You should be happy. Let emotion show in your voice. It's so much more interesting to listen to someone who has emotion in their voice.
Totally. Okay. So let's show students how this should sound. All right. So ask me those questions one more time, please.
Okay. Do you work or are you a student?
Well, actually, I'm a nurse in the emergency room.
Very interesting. Okay, and
right?
Part
but like,
two?
I'm not going to sound super excited. I'm just talking about my job, but you're still like stating a fact, but in a relaxed way.
Yes, and be sure not to, we have a tendency to go up at the end, making it sound like a question, but native speakers usually go down, just like you did, right? So you don't want to say, I'm a nurse in the emergency room?
That is
Let your intonation go down, right?
Yeah, totally. Okay. And then if I'm introducing that, the
answer
about winning
a prize.
Yeah, let's do part
two. I'm going to ask you again. Ready? Describe a time you won a prize.
Oh, I'm so happy I got this question. Last month, get this, I won a free car on a game show.
Yes, so interesting and exciting.
What I want you to notice there, and definitely listen and try and mimic that pronunciation, is the pauses. Notice the pauses for emphasis. We talked about this on a previous episode like 2 or 3 years ago, but this is a very important thing to practice. When we're giving exciting news, like exciting information, we pause for emphasis, like before the really cool stuff, right? So I'd be like, last month, I won, get this, or like, I won, wait for it, a free car on a game show.
Yeah, I love the wait for it. That's a good one. That's popular to just say wait for it when you're going to say something exciting.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm telling you guys, like, you need to be writing all of these phrases down. That idiom from the first mistake, these phrases from this example. So good. All right, guys. So that is the second way to raise your score, is to have varied pronunciation and intonation. You have to express feeling. Okay. So let's share about this last one. Let's say, I'm the examiner and I gave Aubrey that same part two cue card. Describe a time you won a prize. How should you not introduce it, Aubrey?
Okay, here's a good example of not what to do. What to not do. Today, I am going to tell you about a time I won a prize. That's really boring.
That is a groaner. That's what I call that, right? Like, because if you hear that sentence a billion times, today I'm going to tell you about blah, blah, blah. Just, you know, the billionth and one first time you hear it, you're just like, oh.
Right. And even if you make the intonation exciting, today I'm going to tell you about a time I won a prize. It's still the same sentence they've heard over and over and over. We got to think of a new exciting way to say it, to introduce it.
And like, is that natural? Like, would a native speaker say that?
Never.
In part two, you think?
No, never.
Right?
If you're having a conversation with a friend and you want to tell them a story or tell them about something that they've asked about, you would never start by saying, today I'm going to tell you about that. Or even just, okay, I am now going to tell you about this. No,
it's so weird.
Yes.
It's so weird, guys. And I've actually seen this in IELTS textbooks, like telling students to start their part two like that. That is the laziest, most unnatural thing. So, okay, what can we do instead? What do you think, Aubrey? What's like a nice native natural way to start that part two answer?
So if you are going to talk about a time you won a prize, give a little bit of context because you've got a full 2 minutes to talk, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to want to back it up a little bit. Don't immediately say, you can say, last month, I went to California with some friends. We were so excited for this trip. I have always wanted to be on a game show, right? Just give a little interesting background. Get some fun intonation. Go right into the story. Don't tell them you're going to tell this story. Just start telling it.
Just tell the story. I love it. Don't tell them you're going to tell it. Just start telling it.
Yes.
That's so great. Like, so if you're using this strategy of giving context first, right, before you like directly answer that topic, I would probably be like, let's see, we could use a nice phrase like, okay, let me start here, right? So it is sort of signaling, and it's instead of being like, I'm going to begin now, we would be like, you know what? Okay, let me backtrack a little bit. Let's start here. Last month,
like
and then you could go into it. Oh my gosh, like those are more phrases you guys have to write down. Okay, listen to this episode a few times, guys. Take notes and definitely practice these phrases the next time you're practicing IELTS speaking answers.
Yes, and come read about it on the blog. I've been typing up blog entries, and there's so much good information there. Sometimes I'm adding the meaning of idioms that we don't end up talking about in the episode. So come back and read it there too, especially if you don't have a chance to take notes. Come check out the blog.
I love it. So guys, check out our blog. Go to allearsenglish.com and you could find all of the IELTS episodes there as well as the All Ears English episodes. So check out both and do witness Aubrey's fantastic writing skills in these blog posts, guys, because she's working really hard on these and I think they're amazing. Okay, guys, finally, one last tip. If you are wondering if you could get a high score on IELTS if you took it today, you can find out for free in just 2 minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score. The amazing thing there, guys, is we give you an estimated band score in just 2 minutes, right? You cannot get this anywhere else, okay? Plus, that's not all. You also get tons of free resources that are just for your level. So guys, don't miss out. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
All this talking about game shows influenced you there a little bit with a don't miss out. That's not all. What's behind curtain number two?
I know. I did feel that way a little bit. I was like, channeling Vanna White there. Guys, if you don't know who Vanna White is, she's like the most famous
from Wheel of
female
Fortune
game show. Yes, from Wheel of Fortune. Anyway, YouTube it.
Well, game shows are great to watch. Sorry for the little side note here, but I like game shows and it's just normal people talking, but people from all over the world come in and they're on game shows, so you can hear accents from all over the world, which is good too, right?
I love it. Oh my gosh, that is great. That's a great IELTS tip, guys. Game shows. You could see old episodes of so many game shows like Jeopardy. I love Jeopardy because I'm a geek. Wheel of Fortune. All of those, you could just see them on YouTube. That's awesome.
Yes,
all right, Aubrey. Let's wrap it up for today. Thank you so much for having this chat. This was super fun.
It was really fun. Nice talking to you. I'll see you next time.
All right, cool. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.